For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, guys. Welcome to the 37th ranked sports comedy podcast.
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. What's that?
We've done it.
Top 40. Rick D's in the morning. Big Show calling from the Big Island across the way. Our good friend, Ari Shaffir.
Hi, everybody.
All right, he's in a hotel, eating a little spam, enjoying a lay, banging some chick.
I'm literally on the beach.
Oh, you're on the beach.
Mecca Leka Wakaniki. Yeah. Does that mean anything?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Hey, Ari, when you're slamming ham into the locals, do you talk pigeon to them? Are you like, oh, yeah, hey, you like it, hit hard, huh?
they'd want me to. They want to do that to me. That's what I would.
Oh,
want.
Yeah. Hey, give me that jukak. Yeah. Hey, huh?
Yeah. You getting laid out there, Holly?
Deeper.
Yeah. You fucking Holly.
Have you gotten laid, you Holly?
Yeah. Remember that golf course?
Oh.
Are you over on P Golf Course?
Yeah, the one I peed in.
At the urine open.
Yeah. Yeah, the urine like.
Man, now you are getting a lot of miles out of this golf course, bro.
Are you doing shows out there?
More. I should have played it.
Are you doing shows?
Yeah.
So you just pulled off somebody off the streets, huh?
Ari, you got to shit in a golf hole. You got to shit in a golf hole and get the hat trick. You already peed in one. You already came in one.
Yeah, you got to do all the bodily fluids.
Now you
got to
shit in a golf hole. Shit right in the hole.
Yeah.
Yep,
it's called. I was thinking just dick fluids, but of course all the fluids.
Yes, it's called a hole in brown. It's called a hole in brown.
Yeah, hole in brown. Tebow's on fire. Tebow's comedy today is only surpassed by his look. That's the only thing that's beating Tebow.
Oh,
just think early Matthew McConaughey in Dallas Buyers Club, like pre-AIDS.
If a lumberjack fucked Freddie Mercury.
Yeah,
that's my move today.
Yeah, that's what he's going with.
A gay lumberjack fucked Freddie Mercury, and then they had a baby that had AIDS. But an Academy Award.
Yes, you did get an award for your AIDS look today.
Thank you.
Real quick, before we get into the fun and festive.
Yeah, when are we going to shoot Slow Stroke?
Whenever you get back. I actually have somebody who could edit everything for us.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a lot of thoughts of my character that I want to go over with you.
Okay, we'll get into that today. But before we gotta thank everybody who makes this possible. Guys, go to betdsi.com for all your betting needs. I've been making some bets on there, and it's been going horrible for me because I gamble emotionally. That's why I shouldn't gamble.
That's bad.
I gamble
that's how
emotionally.
Vegas was built.
That's why I can't put money on Vegas because I assume the Raiders are going to go undefeated every game. They're never going to lose.
You have become that fan this year.
So go to betdsi.com, use Punch Drunk, and get
the bets you want. The only betting site that's not being investigated by the FBI.
The only betting site not getting investigated.
And now's a good time to bet, man. College football's hot. NBA is going strong. NFL, we're just past the mid part of the season. You got a couple good MMA events coming up. Make that cash. Plus, I tweeted a five-team parlay that I think is a winner.
Okay.
So if you look at my Twitter, you can see that.
That's Jason
Tebow.
Five-team parlay.
Depends what you bet. Depends
how much do you make on $10?
On a five-team parlay? Let me check.
A million.
A lot, though. Five-team parlay is hard to hit.
Tebow, you should do that every week on our podcast. Your five-team on our website, our five-team parlay.
Done deal.
Tebow, have you heard of this cool new app called Draft?
Yes, I have. And I'll tell you what. Here's what's cool about it. Aren't you sick of all your friends telling you how great their fantasy team is and you're not even in their fucking retarded league? I could give a fuck who you have. It doesn't mean you're better than me. We're not even in the same league, you dipshit. Your girlfriend's in your league. Your mom's in your league. You are a piece of walking shit. But if you'd like to play me, go to playdraft.com/punchdrunksports and use the code punchdrunksports.
Would you say come get some?
Come get some. And this way,
do week by week?
Head to head. And you don't have to wait 17 weeks just to win $50 in your fantasy league where the buy-in was $5. You can win $50 every week at playdraft.com. You can win $100 every week at playdraft.com if you got the stones to play for $100.
Yeah, so get at us.
So shut your friend up that keeps telling you how great his fantasy team is, because that's like hearing about your goddamn dream or your stupid fucking acid trip.
I'll be the guy, and then you be the other guy.
Okay.
Hey Jason, oh my God, Dez Bryant, I can't wait for him to get back. He's going to go off. I got stoned when he points out of Benetary last week.
Somebody hang up on this faggot. I'm sick of his shit. You want a piece of me, numbnuts? Go to playdraft.com/punchdrunksports. Use the code punchdrunksports and it's free. And now you can put your money where your mouth is, you kike.
I thought maybe we could bond on something.
I'm pretty sure draft.com appreciates the little rant you went on.
Well, I tell you what, it's a great way to play fantasy sports every week. And nothing's worse than waiting all summer long to play fantasy sports and you draft your team and you're 0-5, and now your entire fantasy football season's over. Well, guess what? It's a brand new season every week at playdraft.com. Use /punchdrunksports. Use the code punchdrunksports. That gets you your $5 entry fee back. And
Armenian Genocide has not been in it this year.
Yeah, not doing well, thank God.
If you recommend a friend, you get $10
caring,
to gamble
man.
With.
We stopped caring. It was like when Rocky started wearing expensive clothes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Once you dominate... Once I made that law, once I went David Stern on this league and made it so Tebow couldn't make those retard bets and they give you all the good players, it seemed to stop the whole dynasty.
You can't just change the rules on me.
In the Red State League, it's just whip swapping everything. I'm starting Kobe Bryant at tight end. That's how bad my tight end situation is.
Jason Tebow, for the last 2 years, years of this league, has been the Minnesota Vikings of the Herschel Walker trade. He's been losing, giving away.
Because I play for players. I'm like, if you're so good, let's play. We're playing for pink slips, bitch.
Oh, shit.
And then I just happened to lose that both times I did that. Really hurt me.
So David Stern had
to. We get your first pick, and you get our last pick.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it's going.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely hasn't worked out, but it's still a sexy bet just because I lost it twice.
You still made the playoffs. That's crazy.
I did still make the playoffs.
Tebow, how are you liking that coffee? Yeah.
Coffee's really good, but I sure wish it was something else.
Kind of little caveman coffee. Cavemancoffee.com. Go there. Use promo code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS and get 10% off your coffee needs. Now, all you motherfuckers, keep going over there.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just took a little look at our numbers. I went over with my account father, and I don't know why. Whatever, we can talk about it later. But the numbers for our Caveman Coffee stuff have been gone down.
Yeah,
It's gone down.
I'll tell you
it's
why.
It's gone down because of the Fighter and the Kid, and we want a piece of you.
Okay, we'll get into that later. But Fighter and the Kid's getting all the fucking people.
Yeah, everybody's using their promo code like they need the money. I sleep in a garbage bag. Those guys, two of them somehow show up in three Porsches to do their podcast, and you're giving all of them the money.
Tebow, you are on fire today. We're 5 minutes into this thing. Listen, so Ari, when you get back, you have to go on the Fight Companion and promote the show. That's why they're getting everybody. They're killing us.
Well, we're going to solve it because we're going to challenge Fighter and the Kid to a street fight. The four of us against the two of them. It's us three and our new host, Tate Fletcher. And Ari, you didn't hear the strategy. But Tate's going to fight Schaub while the three of us like jackals attack Callen. Tripoli's going to distract him with his face. He's going to catch about 15, 20 punches. We're going to wait till Tripoli needs... Then I come in and I start biting him. Maybe we'll give him the move.
He's got no chance.
You get on your hands and knees and then we push him over. And then while Tripoli recovers, I just go all Pac-Man crazy. I just chomp on this guy like he's Blinky.
He's going to get that call for Eagles and shit. And we're
all this for coffee numbers.
Him.
All
just
this
straight
for...
stabbing him.
Yep. Yep. And Tate Fletcher's going to call in. I couldn't really tell by his text earlier, but I think he sounded happy to fight Schaub. Maybe not.
This is so retarded.
Yeah, he said, yeah. I mean, he said something about...
He didn't say no in his text, which was, why the fuck do I have to fight Schaub? ? I'm calling in tomorrow. And then about 9 exclamation marks. That sounds like he's not
Hold
out.
On. Does he want to flip it so he takes on Kellen?
Sure.
We take on Brandon Schaub?
I hope not.
We're going to die.
I hope that's not what he's saying. He's like, why can't
that
I fight Kellen?
To, hey, Brandon Schaub, I haven't officially retired. I'm clearly the better fighter.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be a great way to get Tate's name out there.
Why not? Spread the word.
And then we can help him. We can help him finish him off at the end.
Yeah,
once we take care of Callen.
Once we're done with Callen.
That net.
And then we re-break Sam's nose so
what?
It's straight again.
What?
Well, you're going to.
Yeah, distraction, Sam. Distraction.
Oh, okay. For the team, anything.
Yeah, your face is going to go all catcher's mitt.
That's just rude.
Or you're trying to sell Brendan Schaub some rims or something.
Yeah. And then you come over, you're like, my
Dude,
friend, how'd you
I'm
like
Armenian.
A white SUV?
We sell phones.
How'd you like a white SUV, my friend?
You guys, that's just rude. Hey, Ari, where are you going to be? Your date's out of the gate.
I'm going to be in Calgary this Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And then next week, Philadelphia, followed by Sunday, a show, a This Is Not Happening show in the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York. All my dates are at arishapir.com. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Frank, where are you going to be?
Monday potluck.
Monday potluck. Jason.
I'll be, now.
If anybody's listening to this live, or before 8 p.m. tonight, I'll be at the Irvine Improv tonight, and I will be at the Madhouse Comedy Club in San Diego tomorrow.
Oh, that's great, dude. That's great stuff. Great stuff.
Great stuff.
So tomorrow night I got a Tonight Show showcase. We'll see how that goes.
Good luck.
If you want to come out and support, I'll put you on the guest list. I'm trying to pack it out so people care. And it's in the belly room at the Comedy Store.
Oh,
I'm
sweet.
Actually hosting it too. So Michael Cox was nice enough to let me be part of it. So I'm going to do that. Friday night I am at the Ice House doing their nasty show. Saturday night I'm at Flappers. Hopefully I'll be at the Comedy Store as well for one of those nights. And then November 21st, myself and Ryan Sickler are playing the Backstage Bar and Billiard Show in Las Vegas. Show starts at 9. Tickets available at Ticketfly. Go to samtriplett.com. You'll find the ticket links right there. It's on Ticketfly. And then the following week, Thanksgiving Day weekend, I am in I'm at the Congress in Tucson on the 27th, which is the Friday after Thanksgiving. And then the following day, I'm doing a special show in the side room at Scottsdale Stand Up Scottsdale. Two shows, 7:30, 9:30 with a bunch of local comics, and should be great. Two small rooms, 270-seaters, should be fun. So check out stuff. And it looks like I might be doing New Year's in Portland. I'll keep you guys posted on that.
Yeah.
And also, if you guys want private shows, hit a brother up. I love to do private shows. I'll come out, rock you, roast you, whatever you need. Let's make it happen. Also, if you get a chance, go on Funny or Die and see the animation I did with Eric Myers. It's on the front page. It's called Court Ordered. It was put out by Tomorrow's Nobodies. It's a really good animation called Court Ordered with my good friend Eric Myers. So check it out. And that's about it. Those are the bills got paid. Yay!
Yay!
Ari, did you watch the World Series?
Oh, yeah.
What's your take on this?
I mean, Eric Hosmer has the fucking balls of steel.
Yeah, does not give
a fuck. I mean, he knew the whole time. Because you touched that throw to first. You just, it's like hint at it, and I'm fucking gone. I'm just waiting. I'll stare at you until you make the throw.
Dude, it was oh!
And he had no chance. That was a fucking softball play.
Yeah, and he got it.
Yeah, he's like, let me just hit the third because I know this third baseman sucks.
Here's my theory. Murphy sold his soul to the devil, and the devil collected.
It's a classic sell yourself, your soul to the devil move, because he knew he got a big contract coming up. Sold his soul to the devil. I'm being dead serious. Sold his soul to the devil. Killed him for the first three rounds of the, the first two rounds of the playoffs. And then the devil collected, and then he did those two errors, which cost the Mets huge. I mean, there were so many mental errors in this World Series. It was unbelievable, the amount of mental errors. And, another thing.
Yeah, but Kansas City forces the issue. The same shit happened against Oakland last year. Kansas City forces the issue. It makes teams like Huffington get jittery.
Well, I mean, he had a Buckner. He had two Buckners, you know, with the ball went right under his glove. I mean, I've never seen a guy kill so hard fall so far. And
Isn't Ed Yost the worst manager ever win a World Series?
Let's go to our baseball guy, Aaron. Worst guy to ever win a World Series. Some think Joe Torre wasn't that great. He just had the better team.
Torre
was good. He might be. I mean, the Brewers were like, no thanks, Ned Yost.
Yeah, and they set him out.
They went first and they got rid of him.
Why do you think he's the worst, Ari?
He makes terrible decisions. You got to ask Ingram. Ingram could take you through it. Maybe I'll get him a call in, but like, he's just constantly going like, what? And then maybe it works out or something.
Yeah, well, that sounds like Don Mattingly. That sounds like Don Mattingly. I'm dying to see how Don does with a fucking shit team like the Marlins.
Don Mattingly's not a good manager.
I want to just go into my... Here's my issue with baseball. This World Series, this playoff run, lets you know everything that's wrong with baseball.
Why?
All the owners of baseball need to go to their grandkids and go, hey, man, what can we do to change this? First of all,
what happened?
The World Series should not go into November. I'm sorry. It's too long. It does. Dude, once the NBA opens, you got to be done before that season starts. Right? The fact that you had the World Series.
If you're in October 30th latest, maybe.
And the fact that it's 51 degrees and raining every World Series.
It should be done by the third week in October. And that way you still have a whole week before the NBA season opens, and you'll get all that time of people talking. The fact that you had a World Series game on Halloween, which means only the people who care about those two teams watched. Because everybody else...
Yeah, it just started earlier. Just start it earlier. Start the season a week and a half earlier.
Chop 20 games off that season. Move it earlier. Nah. They're never going to do it, but they should. It's too long.
162. They never come off that because they get so much paychecks out of that.
And it'll throw off all the stats of history.
Nobody's getting injured. Nobody's getting injured.
Yeah, and it'll throw off all the stats. We're like, well, back when we played 162, here was the record. And now that we play 141, here's the record.
And here's what I think is the worst thing that Major League Baseball did, and this is just my opinion, is to have the Kansas City Royals have their celebration in the locker room when they got the trophy, made it look like they won in a high school fucking gymnasium. It really took off the shine of that celebration. All their fucking fans were out there and going, where is everybody? And you just had eight guys and two old dudes holding a fucking trophy. It should have been done out in the field. Now, if you're in Philadelphia or maybe Oakland where the fans are a little knucklehead, I might understand that. But New York Mets fans, they actually waited there to clap on their team. You allowed the Mets to have that field after they lost instead of the Royals and giving their fans who went to the fucking stadium a chance to celebrate. It looked amateur. It looked WNBA-ish small.
What did they do? They went right to the locker room? I love how mad you are about where they chose to celebrate.
It just really made the fucking...
Well, they should have done both. They should have had a moment out on the field for the fans to appreciate, for the cameras to get the shots of it.
They should have got a trophy in front of the fans.
Nah, then somebody else would go, you don't celebrate like that, and the visitors...
No, I disagree.
I mean, it happens in the NBA. It happens all the time.
I don't hear people saying that.
Happens in the NBA and the NFL. Granted, the NFL is at a neutral site.
Yeah, but not NBA the NBA isn't. Fans. The fucking the Warriors celebrated on Cavs.
Happy's in hockey in the NBA.
That's why you don't lose. Let them win on your home court field.
Hockey in the NBA. You know, you can take like, that trophy right at center court.
It really made the winning of the World Series look really small.
Yeah, they should have been like, all right, everyone, go to your car. We'll swing the trophy by to you.
Yeah, it's just like, and there was a lot of Royal fans there at that game. And it would have made it look much bigger, and it would have. It just, I felt like there, it just took a lot of.
Yeah, why don't they have the? Do they not have the trophy presentation on the field?
No, they had it in the locker room.
Right
the
now,
the presentation.
Yeah.
Right now.
Oh, I thought you meant they all went to the party once they got. That's crazy. Why would they have it in the locker room? That's Major League Baseball, so.
Yeah, that's one. What?
It was totally weird.
It was. It was like Dana.
Was it raining?
Just,
was it raining?
No.
Even if it was, that would make it cool.
What's up, Frank?
Kansas City's going nuts right now. People are abandoning their cars on the highway for the parade.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Yay for Kansas City.
Really?
That was great for baseball. They need that. And you would, and it lets teams like the Pirates know, you know, hey, you can win this shit.
Small market teams.
You
just got to
play
hey,
smart.
Frank.
Yep.
Hey, Frank, call Ingram or get Ingram and tell him to call in.
All right.
Give him the number. I don't know how much longer we're going to talk baseball because I was listening to Bill Simmons' new podcast. So he's kind of independent now. And it's funny listening to him say butthole and shit.
Con dumpster.
Yeah, he doesn't say, no, he doesn't go that far. So that's it.
Wait, did he shit on ESPN?
No, he says in the next episode he's going to. He says he wants to sit down and think about what he wants to say. It is really sad that, you know what's so funny about ESPN, Ari, and this is just me. What? And it's your typical Hollywood thing where their ratings are in the shit, but instead of actually going, okay, what are we doing wrong? They're just like, we're going to keep doing what we do, and it's not because of us. It's because people are watching other mediums and blah, 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 and we'll blame it on everything but what we actually have programmed. Feelings.
Yeah.
Feeling.
I mean, I've always had a problem with it. As much as, did you happen to watch that video that, or have you seen it, Ari, that Weird Al Yankovic press conference, like every sports press conference, and everyone's so neutral. And then there's like, you know, the fat guy's like, East Coast reporter here. I want to, you know, and then it's like a hot chick and she's got a boom mic and she's like, randomly attractive hot chick for a gigantic corporate network news reporter.
Yeah. You know. Are you going to treat me different simply because I'm a woman?
Yeah, and her, like, that's her question. Is that's how I feel about how ESPN, and it's ever since ABC bought ESPN.
It's Disney.
Well, of course, and Disney bought ABC, which then bought ESPN. It's trickle down.
Yeah, it's got no soul now. It's got no,
pseudo
like,
PC. We don't want to offend anybody, but that being said, we also want to shit on our target demographic. You know what I mean? It's like if World Star Hip Hop was like, okay, but we're only going to be Asian videos. We're only putting up Hello Kitty videos from now on. And their entire audience of all these thugs, inner city thugs, are like, wait a minute. I like to watch my neighbors getting in fist fights. That's what you do. That's who you are. Now it's Hello Kitty videos? All right, I'll still keep watching, but I hate it.
Jason, that is the best rant on why ESPN sucks. You are in the auto zone right now.
But I mean, that's why it's become. And it's, I grew up watching ESPN. I remember. Go ahead, Arya.
I went on ESPN.com 12 hours after the World Series, and the first mention of the Royals was like a half page down.
Yeah.
Where you had to like scroll to get
it. All kids that have cancer, and some autistic kid gets put in an eighth grade game. They put in an autistic kid in an eighth grade game. He takes 67 shots and finally hits a three pointer, and it's a 9-minute fucking story. I want to know who won the goddamn Cubs game.
Yeah. Dude, the best thing.
They make you watch a fucking 15 second video commercial every time you watch a 9 to 20 second clip.
It's the worst. Have to watch a 30 second video to watch an 8-second touchdown.
Eagles, who was it? Gary Goldman had the funniest joke about that autistic kid with cerebral palsy who scored like 27 points.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, yeah, it's an amazing story. It's such, but you know who I feel for? The guy who got lit up, playing defense. They're like, that poor kid had the worst day defensively.
Yeah.
So, yeah, ESPN's, Ari, do you know that ESPN's television subscribers have gone down 3 million in a calendar year? 3 million.
They're what?
They're what? Subscriptions.
Really?
Yeah, the amount of people who bought the package with them in it, they're the most expensive package on cable is the ESPN package.
My sister just got rid of it.
It's like the other networks are caught up, Fox Sports Net, shit like that. They're fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But the thing is like, they're slowly going to realize you don't have a fucking monopoly. Because guess what?
Yeah.
I don't even need a television to get the information that I want from you anymore. It's all right here on my fucking phone, and I can do it completely faster with circumventing ESPN. I don't need you anymore.
3.2 million subscribers is what they lost.
Well, good. Wow. That number is going to get much higher.
But they might say, like, Fox Sports Net's not as good as ESPN at its height, but then it's like, now there's ESPN now.
Because you know what you did, ESPN? You got what you wish for. Now who watches you? Housewives that are in fantasy football leagues trying to keep up.
No, dude, women don't
watch it. Yeah, you can't appeal to everybody. Can't be USA Today.
How loyal are they? How loyal are they going to be? You think they're the ones watching fucking beach volleyball in June? No, it's Sam Tripoli.
How did they run him off? What happened? They tried to shut him up, right?
Yeah, they got mad because he was laying into the NFL.
He spoke out against Roger Goodell more than once. He was reprimanded for it once and suspended for a week for disparaging comments about Roger Goodell.
But he also wrote a book in which he went off on Mike Tirico in the ESPN book about how he treated Tony Kornheiser like shit, and he's
Kornheiser, who I like.
I like Kornheiser. I got to listen to his podcast.
Bill Simmons has that new podcast, and he's getting 7 million listens.
Wow,
7 million down. My bad. 7 million downloads.
Well, I guarantee you that number's high because people just want to hear what he has to say. His podcasts are okay. He doesn't have a great. He's not, you know, it's he's good. He's getting better.
He's a better writer.
Yeah,
he's a better writer. He's getting better, man. Yeah. Back in the day, it was like, listen to this robot talk, you know? So, ESPN just sucks, man. It's just like every sideline reporter is a chick now who it's just so obvious they couldn't give two shits about the actual sport. And they all want to go just jump to fucking Entertainment Tonight. The minute they can jump, they jump.
Yeah. You know when I knew they lost their legitimacy to me? And it was after the Disney thing, and that scared me, and that worried me. And it was after every fucking football game, it looks like all the Real Housewives of Orange County are calling the game and all sideline reporters, when it used to be ex-NFL players that can talk X's and O's. Now it's some fucking hot fucking plastic face cunt going, so is your knee okay? And he's like, I'm fine. I'm standing right here. My knee's fine. Back to you, Dave.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about that. It was even after that, when I knew that the fucking fix was in with ESPN not being a legitimate news source for sports, was when they refused to report on UFC and all of MMA when that was blowing up.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have any fucking money from that.
Well, they did it to the NHL. Like,
you're not paying me. You're not paying us to report on your fucking sport, so you're no longer
and
a legitimate sport.
Everybody was like, even the non-fans were like, what are you doing?
And there's a huge fight on.
Yeah,
there's
right.
a huge fight that's on. There's a huge MMA event that 800,000 people have got pay-per-view numbers for, and you can go to every bar and everybody wants to see it. But I have a gig, so I miss the fight. So I do what I was trained to do by ESPN as a news sports network back in the early 90s. I turn on ESPN and go, I'm going to watch SportsCenter for fucking for 60 minutes and endure all your fucking commercials so I can find out who won this UFC event. And you don't even...
You're going to put more spelling bee on than UFC.
And it never happened. Yeah. And they never even mentioned it. It wasn't at the ticker
well,
at the bottom.
Well, now that's on Fox. They do it on the ticker now, but... Now,
but it's like, then you're not a legitimate, neutral sports network. You are a corporate event that if people pay you to report on their event, so you're absolutely the exact same thing as TMZ.
Yep.
You're the exact same thing.
Well, they got rid of everybody. Colin Cowherd, they literally got rid of everybody. They got rid of the big, fat black guy who was running... who's trying to do the black Grantland. The problem is that these sports packages in terms of, like, their contracts with the NBA and the NFL, they're getting so expensive, they're eating their entire fucking budget up.
Yeah.
And now that their subscribers have gone down, now they're like... Because it used to be... ESPN was the number one property in Disney. It was their number one moneymaker.
Sure.
And now it's starting to lose...
It was the number one website in the world for a long time. Do you think we're 10 years away from the end of ESPN?
I don't think so, but I think we're 10 years away from it looking completely different than it is right now.
It could be MTV. I mean, look at MTV. I mean, like, nobody cares about MTV anymore.
Yep, it could
their numbers aren't like, atrocious. Granted, their demographic really doesn't watch television.
Yeah, it's young.
you know, but their numbers are just horrific.
Yeah, they're saying ESPN's ratings are down 9% in prime time in this year's third quarter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there's also different things to watch. I mean, like, there's so much. I mean, October was just action-packed with sports.
Yeah.
By the way, I went to a meeting with MTV in New York, and I met with these two ladies, you know. And it was good. It was a cool meeting. We, like, talked, had a fun time. And afterwards, they were like, all right, any questions? And I was like, yeah, I can never work for you guys, right? I'm, like, way too old. And they're like, yeah, there's no chance.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Hilarious.
Right? And it's like, they do shows showing, like, teenage girls doing drugs and getting knocked up. It's literally Nickelodeon for, like,
I got it.
16 and Pregnant was a good show. 16 and Pregnant was, like,
dude,
a wow.
I got it.
You know what sorry.
Go ahead.
Really, Ari? You like that? And when you watched it?
Oh, yeah, it was so real. It was so real.
Yeah, because he wants to knock up 16-year-olds.
We're going to make it work out. You and I. We're in love.
Yeah, oh, I love God. You, but I swear to God, I hate you. But I love you. But
What's up, Frank?
Did you see the one where they were the spoiled kids, and then they put them in third world countries?
No.
That was a great series. It was like my Super Sweet 16. They put all those girls, and then they'd follow them to Africa for a day.
And they just freaked the fuck out?
Yeah, man. It was great. And then the kid that was in Africa got to stay at the house.
And then they got to send them back home?
Yeah.
That's fucked.
All right, next meeting you have with MTV, pitch this show, 16 and Not Pregnant. And it's a bunch of whores that no one can believe they're not pregnant. And everyone's just blasting in them. And then at Christmas, you can do... Yeah. It's like, everyone's coming in me left and right, but I just can't get pregnant. I can't believe she's 16 and not pregnant. And then at Christmas, you can do
I will not have an abortion or stay with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why at Christmas they didn't do a special 16 and pregnant of the story of the Virgin Mary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She was 16. All of a sudden, she's pregnant, and everyone's like walking around going, yeah, sure nobody came in you. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Uh-huh, yeah.
That is so funny, dude. That story was, anyone bought it, that you're like, what? Well,
you imagine, like,
slow your roll here.
Somebody walking around just pregnant. It's like, I know, I swear to God, no one, I'm a virgin. It's just totally pregnant. You'd be like, get out of town, bitch.
And
crazy.
You see, like, the farmer just go.
Yeah. Her
dad. I don't know what you're talking about. This is crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, the biggest lie would be that Joseph stayed.
Oh, right.
Didn't do this.
That is true, too.
Yeah.
He'd be like Steve Nash, hold on, my kid's black, fuck you, and just walk right out.
Or that anybody even married a woman without testing the fucking good.
Jason Richardson is pretty much believed to have knocked up Steve Nash's wife. And when the kid came out, he's like, oh, fuck, and just, goodbye.
Well, the kid's black?
Yeah, Jason Richardson black. It's so, I mean, dude, if you bring your wife around those guys... Are you telling your wife not to fuck, like genetic super freak millionaires?
It's like that joke that Rogan has about going to the comedy store with your girlfriend, and then you're going to go, like, walk into and then go to the bathroom. Like, you have to turn around and point at all of the guys that are around your girlfriend like you're leaving two steaks on the table for your dogs.
Yeah.
You're like, no, no, no.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Bad.
Get your girlfriend out of there.
And then you fucking go to the bathroom and you come back and she's still gone.
Yeah.
Like when Patrick left around you for too long.
What? Sam. Hey, you're breaking up. What are you looking up, Frank?
I'm looking up the Steve Nash thing.
Yeah. It's basically he had his kid. That's why he literally left her. Why? She just had. She's still in the hospital with the kid and he's like, I want a divorce.
Yeah. He.
Of course.
It's crazy.
He's like, we don't do this shit in Canada.
She had complications from the dick being too big when it came out.
Well, actually, it made it easier for it coming out.
Oh, he just... Not only is he nailing a married woman, he's nailing his friend's married wife and his teammate's wife, and he's still consciously making the decision to just blast inside of her.
Like, why wouldn't she just run the other room, just start scooping?
All right, pull the old turkey baster move.
Yeah, just leg spread eagle with the fucking fire hose right down on your
snatch. Morning after pill.
Yeah, don't get pregnant nowadays unless you want to.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's just lazy on both of them.
That's just lazy.
He could have fucking glazed her ham.
So I guess Rick Ingram isn't calling in. So that was our World Series talk. I'm over it.
I'm over it. I'm super over it. I'm glad baseball's over. I'm glad I can move on with my life. I was very resentful.
Did our World Series, in with talk about Jason Kidd?
No, that was Steve Nash.
And that's our World Series talk. So, ladies, if you're married and you're sleeping with your husband's friend's teammate and teammate, don't let him blow a big hot one right into your baby cannon.
Yeah.
Have him pull that out. Let him glaze your donut like the filthy pig that you are.
Yeah.
Can't wait for 2016.
Yeah. Listen, if you're, let's say you are married and you fuck his friend and your husband's blasting inside you and his friend just blasts inside you, just get rid of the kid anyways.
Yeah.
Don't even risk it.
Huge gamble, man.
She has so much to lose.
She bet on black and black won.
Yeah. Yeah. No, or she bet on white and lost.
Yeah.
Crapped out.
I like to look at the cup half full.
She crapped out.
I don't know. She gets a divorce this way, and she gets child care.
She's like, as long as this
good
kid.
Good point.
As long as
she gets it from Jason Richardson, and I think they had other kids from Steve Nash.
He could probably contest. Like,
double up.
He's like, she might get a fucking. Yeah, see, that's it. That's how
that's
it works
like,
out.
That's like Blake Griffin's baby's mama. She's getting
hot chicken shirt.
Matt Leinart money. And Blake Griffin money. But how funny is it that you have to explain to Matt Leinart's kid that your brother gets a little more cash?
I love
you, but we get a little bit more from your brother because his daddy's better.
I think it's worse than that. You have to explain to Matt Leinart's kid who the fuck Matt Leinart is.
Yeah.
those kids probably argue. One's like, whose daddy's better? It's like, well, clearly by the stats.
Yeah.
Mine's
I don't know if you watch SportsCenter.
There's no argument at all.
Yeah.
Your daddy's in a hot tub and not in the NFL.
Yeah.
And my daddy's...
Well, he's doing college coverage on Fox Sports Live now.
I mean, he'll make good money. He's an articulate, good-looking guy.
Yeah, he's a college football legend.
He was top five, one of the top five hottest guys in the NFL, in my opinion.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't care.
Than Leinart.
I don't care.
Ari, name me five people hotter than Leinart from the NFL.
Hotter? Physically attractive.
Yeah, like good looking, like sexy, hot. Like you have feelings.
Tom Brady.
Brady's up there. Yeah, Brady's definitely
Tom
hot.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant's good looking. Dez Bryant's good looking.
Yeah, not top five.
Those two twin quarterback guys are good looking.
In the NFL?
Yeah, the twin quarterback brothers. They're twins and they're brothers.
What twins?
And they're cornerbacks.
Corner. I thought you said quarter.
Corner.
Oh.
What's his name? Notre Dame quarterback flamed out?
Yeah. Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn.
Quinn's a good-looking guy. I think Matt Ryan's attractive.
Why are we having this conversation?
Cam Newton's
good-looking. He's got a good smile. I like it. Cam Newton's good looking.
All right. Enough of this talk. Real quick, I want to give a shout out to our friends at Daily Motion. According to my good friend, according to our inside sources, Jason Tebow, apparently they go through our videos and they're nice enough that they put up like little graphics during the video. Let's say we have GSP calling in, they'll put a graphic of GSP up.
Yep.
You do that? Yep. Well, real quick, let's give our friend Aaron a fucking. Big thank you, Aaron, for doing all
strong.
That shit. You do it while it's live, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll watch
Fuck
the video.
You, Jason Tebow, trying to give me shit.
I didn't say anything. I just said, if you ever watch the video, it's cool. All these little graphics pop up.
Uh-huh.
You're the one just going like, and I'd like to thank all the people at NBC for making this happen for us here at Paramount Studios.
Aaron, thank you for doing that. Thank you. You make the show much better. Let's get in some NFL. Whoa. I mean, Halloween weekend, and it was
a fucking horror
show of injuries.
Best week of football we have had. What an amazing week. Yeah. Every game, almost every game was good. A lot of games pissed me off, one in particular.
But you didn't drop that ball for a touchdown at the end of in overtime.
Last night?
Perfectly placed
ball, too.
That's one of those. He might have been out of the five, but he's probably going to be in.
Oh, he would he would have scored. He would absolutely have scored.
Who dropped the ball again?
Ted Ginn Jr.
Oh, my God.
And his career has been marred with those little drops. Those are the things that have kept. Because he's been such a good special teams player, punt returns, kick returns, his whole career. And he catches some of those home run balls.
Does he have baby hands?
I think what he does, and if you could see it in this replay.
He looked up, for sure.
He, like, went to catch it, and right when it was hitting his hands, you can see him look and, like, take his eyes off the ball and kind of look like, am I about to score? And just right through his fucking hands, man. He just doesn't look the ball into his hands, and that's it's one of those things that's like you get the yips in putting.
That's why you want a nice white wide receiver,
no,
right? They focus.
No, they don't.
Steve Largent never did that.
White receivers. Oh, yeah, you're right. The one good white receiver from 1978. You're right. That is the marquee for a good receiver. Forget
Steve
all
Largent.
300 other black receivers that have fucking come along and been great since him. You want the Steve Largent.
Give me a guy that runs a
5'8", 40. Give me a nice 5'9", 5'9", short arms, 5.640. Give me a nice, slow, but good hands.
What, Aaron?
Ed McCaffrey was very good.
Ed McCaffrey was good.
Thank you. So that ruined that whole rant.
Two great wide receivers. Tom Waddle. Who can forget Tom Waddle?
What about my good
friend Wes Walker? Waddle was good for a little bit.
Wes Welker. Yeah, there's another guy.
I'm just saying, if you want to win, you go all white.
You're very wrong. name me one team that was even half white that ever won.
I got one.
In any sport, after 1970.
New England Patriots. Very white.
Not that defense.
We're not talking defense. We're talking strictly move the chains.
That defense looks like the chains. That defense looks like the casting call for Straight Outta Compton.
Isn't that what you want?
Yeah, but there ain't nothing white about it. And I mean, they still had. I mean, the best year they had, Randy Moss had like 500 touchdowns.
Well, let's get into some games I want to talk about. Are the Detroit Lions just going to have a fire sale?
Yeah, but what do they have people want?
Calvin Johnson?
That would be about it.
If I was Carolina, I would throw him a 2 or 3 and a 4 or 5.
Yeah, I mean, Carolina would be a good destination for him. Absolutely, that would be.
And then if they have him for next year too, now they got him and Benjamin. You're nasty. Team nasty. Get nasty.
Yeah, that's the one piece that they're missing ever since Benjamin went down is that go-to guy, which really has become Greg Olsen. I mean, Greg Olsen he's their number one leading receiver in targets and receptions.
Aaron, what color is that who you just said?
Detroit Lions.
Greg Olsen. What color is Greg Olsen?
White guy!
Well, tight ends.
White guy.
You can't go wrong with a white tight end.
I can't believe I'm arguing with
those
Red State
are,
team.
None of those guys are as famous as Steve Largent.
Yeah.
I mean, tight ends don't count. We're talking receivers.
We're talking Gronk.
We're talking receivers, and we're talking running backs. That's where you make your mistake
white running
going
backs
white.
Are making a comeback.
Name me three.
Gelhart.
Toby Gerhart, third on
the guy on the Dolphins from the 72 Dolphins.
I'm saying current white running backs. Toby Gerhart, who's number three in their depth chart. So there's four carries a game.
Woodward,
Danny Woodhead. I always have to interpret what people who Sam is admitting.
Woodhead,
Danny Woodhead is good, but he's also not a fucking total starter. He's second or third, but he's a everything back. But I will give you Woodhead. He is a running back.
And Blake Griffin.
Okay, and there's three. That's three.
Dominant.
Yeah,
I think you meant Blaine Gabbert. I'm trying again to figure he's a quarterback.
Oh, I thought you meant Blake Griffin.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. Would you trade for Matthew Stafford? Let's say you made him available.
What team? Let's
pick a team that needs a good quarterback. Houston.
That's interesting. I would maybe. I mean, whoever he goes, that's going to be your guy for 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be an interesting trade.
I would do that. Give him your number one.
I probably wouldn't go a number one. I'd probably go like a 2 and a 4 or something weird like that.
I
wouldn't give up a number one for him.
For Matt Stafford?
If I was Houston, no.
Why?
I mean, he's just.
He's got a cannon.
Not a number one. I wouldn't. A number one is so valuable. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's going to play for 6 more years versus a guy that could play for 16.
I would, dude. If I'm O'Brien, I'm coaching for my job, which is why what's his face from the Titans just lost his job. because he didn't want to. He wanted to go with Mariota instead of trying to get a quality veteran quarterback.
Detroit's gonna have a cleaning house in the office between GM and head coach, and the Niners are just having a fucking. They're flame throwing everything.
Yeah,
they benched Kaepernick.
Yeah,
benched
what do you
him.
Do?
I would have benched him 4 weeks ago. I never would have.
You know what I would have done? Sign a nice white quarterback.
Well, that's the mistake they made. They made that mistake.
Yeah.
They made
two
that mistake.
And six.
I mean, they're done. I mean, they just traded...
Davis.
Yep, Davis, who I think will have a great season in Denver if he can, if he can pick that offense up.
He got noodle arm over there? They're throwing you some bombs?
He'll have numbers just like Thomas did before he went to Jacksonville. I mean, potentially. I mean, he's still fast. He ain't the spring chicken he used to be, but he's still fast. He has hands. You know, Manning will find the way to get him the rock. I think he could have a great – Davis could have a great second half of the season in Denver.
Yeah. Ari, let's talk about your team, Dallas. Get into it.
I mean, if they can just lose two more games before Romo comes back, I can just get on with my year.
Oh. So you're kind of like I normally am with the Raiders. A couple of losses in, you're like, fuck, it's over. Let me go check out basketball. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, the top is 4-4 in the leading division, so then it becomes like, oh, and we really could have gotten that win on Sunday. And it's just like, oh, but just four. I just wanted one or two wins out of them being gone instead of zero.
You know, they're
really... 9-7. 9-7 is going to win the division.
You know, they released Joseph Randle today.
Yeah. That guy's just an idiot. Yeah. What an idiot.
Taking over.
I mean, that guy's dumb. What is this thing? Has anybody, or maybe
weed?
You can look
it
up.
He got busted with weed and smacking his girl.
Joseph Randle?
Yeah. Randle. Joseph Randle got busted smacking his girl. So now you guys got Run DMC as your guy. Good luck with that.
I'm loving him.
What?
I got him in every league.
Okay.
I have him in every league. He had 160 yards last week.
Averages four carry. He's got the most carries in the team.
He's playing really great. And all these other backup running backs that have fallen to the fucking wayside with Dallas has been perfect for me in fantasy because I've been sitting on DMC because I'm like, if this guy can just stay healthy with that offensive line and if he gets a lot of touches, he could be the guy that we always thought he could be. I don't think he's going to kill it.
Romo comes back and Dez come back. Now it's got a full team. Now he's going to really... They're going to open it up. Now he can't run for shit.
I don't think he's going to kill it. But
who do you
I think his yards per carry will go up.
All right, who do you think wins that division?
I think right now it looks like the Giants, although I don't think so because they thought they sucked before and they're just right there with Philadelphia. So actually, you know what? Maybe I'll still say Philadelphia. But the Giants look good, though. No, you know what? I'm switching. I have to do Giants. And they've lost a couple games that easily could have won. Should have won. I think she's gone to overtime for sure. At worst, gone to overtime.
Let me ask you a couple names that they
straight split.
Yeah, how long until Romo's back?
I think about two more weeks. But
Two more weeks.
I mean, you got to go 9-7. So at this point, they're 2-4.
He practiced on Monday, which is the first time he's practiced. They're holding him out this week.
Yeah,
and he might have a bye next week.
That means you gotta go 7-1, and that's not gonna happen.
What's your take on Greg Hardy? Leader or asshole? Or maybe an asshole leader?
Leader, great. I have no problem with him. He's not a problem. They're trying to make that story into something that's not.
He's a problem.
He's
a problem. Like, no, he had one domestic abuse issue. That's
one.
Not this.
One. Just
virus.
Had one.
That's a different thing.
But you take that him smacking the clipboard out of the system, that's okay?
Yeah, man, it's fine. Who cares? What are you talking about, Sam? Let's talk about sports.
Stop it. Stop trying to bring shit up. So you see Greg Hardy as a leader. What?
There's an article that said that Greg Hardy refused to sign a Panther helmet where he used to play. Some fan held up a Panther helmet and was like, sign this, and he wouldn't sign it. But then he did sign a $100 bill. I like that. If a team deals me when my back is to the wall and everything's falling apart in my life and a team doesn't stand by me and they just release me or trade me and then somebody comes up and is like, hey, won't you sign this? It's like, no. It's like your ex-girlfriend cheats on you and leaves you and they're like, hey, will you autograph your ex-girlfriend's fucking headshot? You're like, fuck that cunt. Where were you when I needed you, bitch?
Yeah.
Give me a Cowboys helmet or suck it. Yep. I'll smack you like I smacked that smart mouth cunt girlfriend of mine.
I
like that.
You're literally setting the record for most cunts in one episode.
Wow, that's a bold statement. Because remember that one time I had 33 cunts in one episode?
Yeah, you're up to about 40.
Feeling cunty. I'm feeling cunty.
So
how about a Giants Saints game?
Yeah.
13 touchdown passes. 13 touchdown passes in one game.
Thank you, Drew Brees.
Why, you won your league?
Oh, dude, he got 42 points.
Everybody that
42 points! Yep.
Everybody that Drew Brees or had Eli Manning that week, it's just, if you're playing against them, you lost.
Who's a better team, Giants or Eagles?
Giants.
Giants.
Yep.
I think Giants.
Definitely Giants.
Yeah, they'll win a division.
Definitely Giants.
They'll probably go like 9-7 or 10-6.
I think Dallas is better than the Eagles. They're just so banged up. A healthy Dallas... Yeah. A healthy Dallas is better than the Eagles.
Let me ask you a question real quickly. Look at me when I say this.
Yes.
Who is the quarterback of the Eagles next year? Is it Colin Kaepernick or RG3?
I forgot about that guy. Which one of those fucking guys that refuses to study is going to be the Eagles quarterback? It's not going to be Bradford. I think that they've learned their mistake, and I think they're like, man, thank God we didn't go all in on this guy.
Dude, you know Bradford was trying to get that extension, and they're like, let's see how it plays out. All the dumb shit Chip Kelly did, that was the smartest thing he's ever done.
Letting Foles go, and Foles is playing great, and I mean, I wouldn't say great, but he's playing really good at St. Louis.
St. Louis is missing a top-shelf wide receiver, like that next level.
Tylan Austin's too small. Kenny Britt is got just too many. He just plays dropsies too much. The guy just can't.
They're missing, like, Calvin Johnson, Amari Cooper type guy.
He's a good tight end. They have a good O-line. They have a fantastic defense. You know what? The two teams that really remind me of each other, except for in one aspect, because one is throwing the ball great, the other is just running the ball great, is Arizona and St. Louis remind me a lot of each other. Just that get-after-the-ball defense, young defense, good quality players at every defensive position, and an offense that just moves the chains and scores as much as it has to.
Is Gurley a next-level running back?
Yeah,
like,
he sure is.
I mean,
he's special. We haven't seen somebody like Gurley in a while.
I'm going to say something, and I'm going to get a lot of shit for it, but I haven't seen somebody move like this guy since Bo Jackson. Like, where, like, he's already in the second level before
you know
the defense realizes that the fucking play even started. Like, he's so deep in the backfield of the defense before they have any clue where the fuck he is.
There's two people he reminds me of, because you asked me that question last week and I couldn't really think of it. But now, after spending a week watching him again,
I'm glad you did homework.
Two people he reminds me of. Marshall Faulk when he was younger in his NFL career, and Eddie George as well. Because he can run you over, but he can also blow by you. And both those guys had those big, strong bodies where they can run in between the tackles and lower a shoulder and really make you pay for it. But they can also run over a linebacker, and they can outrun a DB.
Is it me, or does it seem like he doesn't get the hits a normal running back gets?
I think he just runs smart. I mean, he goes out of bounds. He doesn't always try to do all these crazy things. He understands, like, hey, I'd rather get 127 yards on the day than an extra 3 yards on this one play and hurt myself, and I'm checking out with fucking 17 yards because instead of going out of bounds, I tried to turn a 14-yard run into a dangerous 17 yards.
What, Ari?
I said, how do you figure out what's longevity, too? Because if I told you last year, I think a guy in Dallas is going to be like a top-level running back.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be, and that's a good point. That's a good point. There's something to be said about we've really only seen this guy play for 4 games. He missed the first 4 games, so he's a lot fresher, too.
Yeah, you can tell.
But I agree with you.
It's like, it's a different sport, but this Carl Anthony Towns,
I agree with you.
You could tell that he's a next-level athlete for Timberwolves.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, 3 years ago, 3 years ago.
You had a story year after year after year. It's like, this is the guy, and they sort of like, oh, what happened to them?
I bet 2 years ago, if we rewind and listen to this podcast, I bet all three of us are talking about what a next-level athlete RG3 is.
Sure.
I came out before he got drafted. You can go back and listen to it where I said, those legs scare me.
Yep.
Those legs are too tiny to play that position.
The way he plays. He doesn't play smart. He doesn't protect the ball well. He doesn't protect himself well. He doesn't throw it away. He's constantly trying to make these plays. You know, his style of play doesn't translate to an NFL-style quarterback.
We have a call. Hello, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports. Please turn off your radio. Please turn off your radio.
Hey, hey. Hey, 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 boys. Hey, hey, hey. It's Jeb's gay brother, George. I'm out here in Houston, Texas, sucking some dicks at the biker bar.
Okay, hold on. So Ari's redneck cousin, Jeb, has a gay cousin,
George.
Is this other side of the family?
George. Out here, they call me Jorge, or Jorge, as I like to say.
Now, are you on which side of the family are you on? Are you on the dad's side or mom's side?
I'm on the underside, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
I think I know.
Please
what
you're elaborate. Saying.
Now, if this really was his gay cousin, I think he'd be like, "Now, nah, boys, y'all know I ain't had no dick in a long time."
No. I tell you, Jeb, they had no pussy longer than me. I had pussy about 6 months ago, and Jeb's been about 2 years.
Hold on. Wow. So you go both ways?
Nah, sometimes I just get bored and I'll stick my dick wherever it is.
Now, are you a power top or a hungry bottom, George?
It depends, but I got to tell you, it's all about speed when you're on the bottom.
It's all about what?
Speed.
Speed.
It's all about speed.
What do you mean?
Like getting rabbit fucked, or you're talking about speed?
Hey, Sam, I need you to hook me up with Tate. I want to come in that beard.
You want to come? Oh, Ted, Jesus Christ!
His family's always trying to get you like the Cupid of their family.
If I'm playing bottom, I want a man like Tate. If I'm playing top, I want a man like Teeb.
Oh, so you want to fuck Teeb in the ass?
I think you would.
I wouldn't mind. I mean,
that's gonna feel good.
I use my pinky first.
How big of a dick you got?
That's about 8 inches around.
That's physically impossible.
Dude, I'm proud of you, Tebo. Like. Somebody likes you.
Yeah, this has really turned out to be my day.
I was watching earlier, and I like his outfit he's got on today. Plus, I like whenever he likes to imitate Dean Del Gay and saying, you know, the Dean Del Gay podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That's when he got my attention.
Yeah, how'd you like your cock smoked?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it a lot. Boys, I tell you what, the other day, I was about to get me some dick, but I realized I didn't wipe right, so I had to run over here and steal some, run over to the Walgreens, steal some Huggies, wipe myself down real quick for my dick appointment.
Oh, man.
Appointment?
This is great. So
I once took a shit at the lead singer of a Stream's house. Yeah.
Real quick question. If you could fuck any pro athlete, who would it be?
I'd probably say,
there you go.
Yeah, that's how you
Aaron got it. Aaron
that's
got
how you
it.
Get hung up on
that
it.
Got really uncomfortable. Fast.
Oh, yeah.
For him or?
I was probably the most What's comfortable that? Out of everyone.
No, Ari said he had to take a shower. So we lost Ari.
Oh, of course he did. I'm surprised he didn't take a shower while he was on the
I'm
phone.
I'm glad he just called in. It's always better when Ari's on the show with us. You know, we have a great show. Last week's show was great.
He'll call back.
Yes,
that's
Frank.
Sure.
I didn't know if it was probably a terrible time to bring this up, but I brought donuts for everybody.
You brought donuts?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Why would you break them out now? We're in. Break them out, dog.
Let's get these goddamn donuts going.
I'm expecting something weird to happen, like he made something up. It's not real
donuts.
I know.
Like it's like a terrorist bomb.
Why'd you bring donuts? Wow. You just wanted to be festive?
I missed last Monday, and I felt like donuts would be perfect.
Donuts are perfect. What other... Dude, I can't believe the Falcons game, man.
They're falling apart.
Falling apart, Falcons. You're falling apart on me. It's Matt Ryan, man. And the guy's so good, but he's just making these little mental errors. Three turnovers in the red zone, and we lose by fucking in overtime by three. It's like, God damn. Had the ball in overtime to march down the field and win and just couldn't get it done. I mean, it's like we're losing to Tampa in Atlanta. I'm worried.
Dude, Winston's going to be great.
I don't know if he's going to be great. I really don't think he's going to be great. I think he'll be okay. I think he'll be good. I don't know if he'll ever make a Pro Bowl. I really mean that. I mean it.
Why?
I just fundamentally, I mean, I've seen every one of his games so far. It's like he looks at that one receiver, gets sacked a lot. I don't know. We'll see.
He's got no line. You got to put him back. He's got no line.
Great running back and great receivers. He has receivers.
I don't know why he doesn't go to Evans more. It upsets me.
He doesn't.
It's killing my fantasy fucking league.
What's your standings?
Oh, that's a great question. I am number one in the punch drunk league. Mm-hmm. But wow. Then the other ones, I'm barely in the playoffs. If at, I'm, one, I'm almost out. One league at one. You're on with Punch Drunk Sports. Hello?
Hello there.
Who's this?
This is John. Who's or this is Sam?
Yeah, John. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. What do you want to talk about,
What's
buddy?
Up, bro?
You're on with Jason Tebow, Frank the Mexican, and Aaron.
Huh?
How you doing?
Pretty good, man. Hey, I wanted to call in so I can yell at Colts fans. Is that all right?
Sure.
We prefer it.
I'm a big Colts fan myself, and I'm getting really fucking sick and tired of everybody booing Andrew Luck like he's some piece of shit quarterback. Obviously, he's hurt and everything. He's playing a little bit bad. And I don't fucking know what I'm going to say. It's just pissing me off that they're booing him like they want him out of town or some shit. Like, the Colts, we're the most spoiled fans who have ever existed. Like, we had one bad year.
Especially at that position. At that position in particular.
Oh, yeah. You don't think every team, I wouldn't say every team, most teams wouldn't gladly take Andrew Luck off your hands?
There's about maybe four teams that wouldn't.
I'm sure that's fucking happening. They're going to keep treating him like shit. Like, why would?
Who wouldn't want him?
It's me.
Patriots probably couldn't use him. Packers probably couldn't use him. I think that Jerry Jones is so far up Romo's ass, they probably wouldn't make a move on him.
I'm going to say somebody. The Oakland Raiders are happy with Derek Carr.
Falcons are happy with Ryan, but, dude, there's not many teams that wouldn't love Andrew Luck.
Wouldn't take him right now.
Right now.
Give you their quarterback plus some picks, man.
Yep.
Probably give you their whole draft for
probably.
Him. You know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And it's just, what comes down to it is just like, I don't know what's going on with Chuck Pagano. I feel bad for him because he seems like a pretty class act guy.
Are you a big Colts fan? Diehard Colts fan?
I've been a Colts fan my whole life. Born in Indiana, born and raised Colts fan.
Did you name your baby Peyton?
I love everything about him. I love Pagano. I fucking love Jamersa as much of a dick as he is.
What's wrong with you guys then?
Anything to help the Colts.
Let me ask you this. What's wrong with you guys then?
What's wrong with the team?
I just think Luck's hurt. Like, there's no way these throws he is making are, like, he didn't get that bad. I mean, he's got to be, like, seriously hurt. Because he's just so money, and he is shit in the bed. Not to mention, I don't know exactly where the problem is, but
I'll tell you,
I really don't know why they signed Thor and Andre Johnson. Like, I mean, they have way more positions to improve than, like, the receivers were fine. They took that first-round draft pick from Miami. I don't even fucking know who he was.
That's the biggest mistake he made.
What?
When they drafted Dorsett, it was stupid.
Yeah.
Because you already have Hilton. You already have Moncrief. You already have Hilton. And then you go on, you make a move, and you sign Andre Johnson. So then you go, all right.
They can't play them all. Not to mention they got two great receiving tight ends who they use all the time.
Absolutely. Allen and Fleener. And Fleener was Andrew Luck's roommate in college. They even played college ball together. So you already have all these weapons. And you go out and you get Gore. And you go out and you get Andre Johnson to kind of play that number three, number four receiver, that kind of possession receiver, now that he's lost a bit of a step.
And you got to, and Gore, and real quick, and then finish your thought. Gore was not having a good season in San Francisco.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, he's doing okay. Gore's doing all right in Indy. I mean, he's not putting up 160 fucking yards a game, but that's not what the kind of style they ball they
he's
play anyway.
Good.
He's doing all right.
He's good enough, but he's still, I mean,
but then
make some dumb picks. Do you remember who their first round, I think it was first round, draft pick 2 years ago was? Remember that defensive end?
Oh, yeah, from Florida State. The guy from the white guy.
The white French guy?
Yeah.
They signed a white French defensive end. How is that going to work out?
I thought he was German.
Either way.
Get the Euros out of the NFL.
But nonetheless, and then so then the mistake that they make, Sam, is they got all these weapons, and then they sign Andre Johnson and they sign Frank Gore. And with their first pick, you're like, they're going to address the offensive line.
Yeah.
Or they're going to address this defense, which has holes in it a little here and there and here and there. And they draft Dorsett, this receiver from Miami, because he's one of the fastest guys in the draft. And it's like, now you got seven receivers and two tight ends and a running back, and nobody can protect Luck.
Yeah. And that's my biggest problem with NFL teams. How long is fucking Pittsburgh not had a line? Like, literally, we're going on like 7-8 years of us discussing, you gotta protect Big Ben. I mean, Eagles never had a line, dude, with Donovan McNabb.
Don't you kind of think the reason they do that, though, is because Big Ben is, like, kind of capable of, like, playing with their shit line so they upgrade other positions.
Yeah, but then you got to, dude, then you lose them like you just did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're
and
right.
And I mean,
right.
And you've
yeah.
knocked, I'm not hurt. Lying to you when I say you've probably knocked 3 to 4 years off of Big Ben's career because he's just taken so many fucking hits.
I mean, we've already seen this year.
That dude plays well hurt, though. He always plays well. Still.
Yeah, man. I mean, he, dude, he, they said he pulled
a muscle.
I feel
like he's been hurt every game I've
they
ever seen.
They said he
him play.
Pulled a muscle while raping that chick and he just kept going.
Yeah, because he's used to playing
hurt. Through it.
You know,
he's
fucking
used to playing hurt.
Through it. Listen, dude, I think Andrew Luck is great. Sometimes, dude, it's just this weird thing where, like, these super great teams have these fluke awful years, and then they just get that yeah. right player.
You're in the worst division in the NFL right now.
They're still leading it.
I know.
They're ties.
What, and what do you guys, 4 wins? 3 wins?
Three.
Three wins.
Three.
And
Austin Houston has three.
Wow, you're three and five and winning that division.
Hold on, Houston's almost making the playoffs?
Well, there's not going to be a wild card. No wild card comes out of that division.
Dude, let me ask you something. How devastating is drafting Clowney over Bortles hurting that franchise?
Or we were going over that on the red zone of everybody that was after Clowney. And it's not only is it Bortles, because that's a good one, it's Beckham. They could add Beckham at receiver.
But they don't really need him.
But, I mean, if you could have Beckham and Hopkins together
yeah, exactly.
and get rid of Andre Johnson and then have replace him with Beckham, have those two receivers. I mean, the list of everybody after what's-his-face is pretty impressive.
Looking at Roethlisberger's sacks, in 2009 he got sacked 50 times.
Oh, my God!
And then the 2 years before that.
Four game.
Actually, the 3 years before that, it was 46 times, 47 times, and 46 times.
Wow, that's a lot of hits.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. All those have to be.
Clowney got drafted because of that one hit on the Michigan running back.
Yep.
Dude, it's like having like a 5-minute video on YouTube that gets you a development deal.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but that, I mean, well,
that's
everybody's,
a great point,
everybody
Tebow.
Saw your video, and that's really good, and now you're a movie star?
Yeah.
You have 1 5-minute video.
It's like why they're trying to make Vine stars.
People were saying before that season that he should have sat out anyway because he was already going to be a number one pick. So he did have hype before that.
He just can't stay healthy.
Man, you're right. Like, that blew him up, that play.
He just, no, yeah, dude, and because he doesn't have the will and the desire to stay healthy. He's the exact opposite of J.J. Watt.
You watch Hard Knocks?
Yeah.
You see, there's a scene where Bill O'Brien's talking to him. He's basically just, like, pleading with him, like, so, you're, like, you got to be ready to play, right? Right? And he's like, yeah, yeah. And he just, like, does not seem into it. Like,
yeah. He's a pampered baby who, since he was a genetic super freak, everyone's been anointing him. And just when the rubber hits the road, he doesn't have any fucking kind of fucking drive to fight through it, man.
Yep. If you're extremely talented and extremely lazy, the way to go is NFL rich rookie that never pans out.
Yeah.
Because you only have to go to 16 games. It's not like baseball where you're like, fuck, man, now I got to fly 162. I had to go to 162 games and just sit there. It's not the NBA. It's you have to get on an airplane 8 times a year, and you get to stay at home, and you get a 50-yard line seat and get to watch NFL.
Dude, he had his first NFL sack 7 games into his second season.
Yeah.
Seven games.
Yep.
That's pathetic.
That's
number one pick.
Okay, let me ask you something.
A lot of money.
You see the college kids. And who do you want the Colts to draft? If you give me your top five.
Who do I want the Colts to draft? Damn. Well, I'm not that good with college player names, man. To be honest, I think they need offensive line though. My wish room this year, I was like, all right, Colts.
There we go. Yep. He just kept going. We were just waiting for the right thing.
O-line, DB,
he started co-hosting this podcast.
D-line.
Hey, dude.
He's like, okay. Hey, Jace, what do you think of this? I'm like, who's the podcast?
Good call, though. It was a good call.
It was a good call.
Everybody can't be talking about raping me and fucking getting their dick sucked by a fucking robot on our sports podcast. Occasionally a caller can
who's
talk about
sports. Who's talking about
getting
their dick sucked by a robot?
My buddy's a robot. That's all he talks about. So stupid.
Robot dick sucking?
Yeah.
Robot dick sucking.
Dick sucked.
Does oil come out?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me ask you something. Was anybody shocked Green Bay lost? I was shocked. I thought that was a Peyton Manning meltdown.
I thought that we were gearing up for Green Bay to really have a statement game and for us to see Denver exposed a little bit. Now, until now, Peyton hasn't really looked. He looked kind of like the same as we've gotten with Matt Ryan a little bit and Andrew Luck a little bit, where he just hasn't looked like himself.
Hold on 1 second. Can you go to YouTube, look up Skip Bayless calls Aaron Rodgers the bad man, and just listen to it? Like, Skip Bayless, how is he still on ESPN when everybody else has been let go? Fucking Skeletor.
Well,
we got a call.
He sucks, and so does.
We got a call. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, or as I like to call it, Tebow on fire. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
We're doing great. Tebow's on fire, both mentally and his wardrobe is next level. Hold on to him. Thank you.
What's up, dude?
Okay, so I called in about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, talked, and it was the week after Kirk Cousins had that game-winning drive on Philly.
Yes,
right,
and
right.
I know I'm a week late. I don't know if you guys remember me. I've been getting, like, a lot of shit from Ari and stuff.
Yeah.
But just the other week, he did another one, another game winner against, who was it? Last week. I know I'm, like, a week late, but.
L.A. Sparks?
So I'm thinking.
It was the Eagles, wasn't it?
No, the Eagles, that was the first one. And then against the Bucks, that's what it was.
It was Tampa, yes. And that's when Tampa gave up a 17-point lead. 24-point lead.
He's already showing some potential for
Cousins?
Franchise quarterback.
Ah!
Come on!
I don't know if I'd throw the F word around.
Come on!
But he's...
Franchise quarterback.
I mean, okay, so you're a Redskin fan, right?
No, I'm a Ravens fan. But
what?
Well, if you, but you, that's the same area. If you were a Redskins fan, if you're an NFL fan, I want you to put your Redskins hat on and think for a second. And when I say Kirk Cousins is your quarterback for the next 10 years, do you go, okay, yeah, that's a position we don't have to worry about anymore?
I agree. Great point.
Or do you go, he's good for now.
Well,
Kirk Cousins is like putting a Band-Aid on a slit throat.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick really likes him.
No.
Well, you know,
really early in his career. It's really early.
Who was the
and
coach?
He has 2 game winning drives under his belt within 3 weeks.
Against 2 bad teams.
Who was their last coach? What's his name? The old Denver coach.
Who's coach?
Washington's.
Shanahan
was telling people he thought he had fucking John Elway stuff.
I mean, but also keep in mind, Shanahan was a guy who was trying desperately to get the ball out of RG3's hands.
Yes.
He could have had you as his backup.
There was negotiation.
And he'd be like, hey, man, this guy's got a fucking beak for a nose, but he can throw a fucking seam route.
My nose isn't that bad. My nose really isn't that bad.
You know what I mean? He wanted the ball out of RG3's hands than he wanted it into Kirk Cousins' hands.
I'm
going to
be honest with you, man. I do not think... he's a franchise quarterback. I think he's one of those guys that are like good if he gets your system down.
Yep.
He can get you a couple wins here and there, but he's not the guy that's going to take it to the long run.
Right.
Go deep into
the
playoffs.
Like Matt Castle filling in for the Pats a couple years back.
Nah, I think he's better than Castle. You know what? You know who he reminds me of, and he'll be like a kind of a journeyman. He'll be a guy that's always number two to a guy that's always about to lose his job. Who was the guy that was the Niners quarterback? After Steve Young, little white guy, married to a playmate.
Oh, yeah, that everybody thought was gay.
Yep.
Elvis Gerback?
No, not Elvis Gerback.
Jeff Garcia.
Yeah. He's a Jeff Garcia type.
Remember
to me.
Terrell Owens used to say he was gay all the time? Frank.
Jeff Garcia hit on my aunt once.
Oh,
well,
shit.
There you go. Does your aunt look like a man?
Got a big dick?
Nope.
You ever hear him? Because it was so funny listening to.
Is your aunt hot?
Yeah.
Let's see a picture of her.
I'm not going to show you a picture
of
her.
Come on.
This is a while ago, too. She was out of college.
So it was very funny. You listen to Matt Madden and Pat Summerall talking about Jeff Garcia. Uh-huh. And they're like, you wouldn't even know he's an NFL quarterback talking to him, which is totally saying this guy's flaming gay.
Right. I mean, Garcia wasn't your prototypical quarterback. But you know what he did? He ran the system well. He won. He's a placeholder.
And I think
Kirk Cousins is a placeholder who could be a placeholder for 4 or 5 years.
Dude, within the NFL, I say this. Either you have the man or you shit the bed trying to find the man.
Yeah.
I like the Raiders right now are 4-3. I'm ecstatic at 4-3.
Two of those games you should have won, though.
Right.
You were in two of those games. You guys could easily...
I'm ecstatic.
You guys could easily be 7-1.
But we've been shit forever, and we have the man. We have two men. We have three guys right now, which are cornerstones of our team.
Murray's looking good, too.
Yeah, but he's not. He's not. I like him.
You don't think he's your guy?
I think he's good. I don't think he... like, if you gave me, like, what's-his-face from LSU, I'd take him every day twice on Sunday.
No shit.
That's my dream.
Of course, but you could have, you know...
Right? But you don't want to build around Kirk Cousins.
But you could also have Gerald Wilkins. Just because you don't have Jordan doesn't
mean
you're
not...
By the way,
before we get into NBA, the guy I think is going to be a fucking murder quarterback is that kid from Memphis. Mm. That's the Tripoli theorem that we talked about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. The guy in a small program that beats up on the big boys. That's the guy you want to draft.
That was Roethlisberger. That's
Everyone's talking about Goff out of California. That kid from Memphis is gonna do damage.
This kid from Penn State too, they say, is pretty good. This young kid that Penn State
has drafted.
Now.
He's like the number one guy. I mean, he was the number one guy, but this kid is the guy because he beat up. Can you look up the Memphis Tigers football program?
Yeah, do you want me to show you this Skip Bayless video first?
No, we'll get into that in 2 seconds. That. Open up another screen. You could do multiple screens on this
computer. I had no idea.
Yeah.
What's the kid's name?
Just look up 2015 Memphis Grizzlies, Memphis Tiger football program.
You know what I do love about Kirk Cousins? His fire.
Yeah.
Did you see when he came marching in?
He's a super alpha male.
When he came marching into that locker room? He's like, I told you we were going to win that game. Just walks by a reporter and screams at him, I told you so.
The reporter was a guy writing a lot of shit about
him. Yep, and I love that. I like to see that, especially out of a position like quarterback. I like to see a guy with some fucking fire that wants people to doubt him. And then when they do doubt him, he walks up to them after the game and sticks their nose in the shit that they just fucking dropped.
Suck this monster cock.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kobe, how's my dick taste?
I am not finding it. You said Memphis.
Go Memphis Tiger football program.
Oh, Memphis Tiger, all right.
Yeah, Memphis.
Memphis Grizzlies.
Memphis Tiger.
Grizzlies, that's basketball.
Yeah.
Football 2015 schedule. Here we go. Dude, it's like they're really.
I'm really hoping the Falcons can beat these Niners, kick them when they're down.
I believe it.
Dude, go down the list. They beat some really good teams, dude. What did it go down them?
Missouri State, Kansas, Bowling Green, Cincinnati, South
Cincinnati,
Florida.
good win.
Ole Miss, Tulsa.
That's a big win. Ole Miss is a big win.
Yeah. Oh, and they beat them by.
Are they undefeated?
I thought they had a bigger win. And Cincinnati.
Oh, they are undefeated right now.
Yeah.
Tulane, the Navy, Houston, Temple, SMU.
Oh, they beat
Temple.
No,
wait, no. Those are coming in. My bad. Yeah. Houston, Temple.
But that
and
kid's
going
to be good. Can you look up what his name is? You're going to say it right here, and then we'll get into some NBA. Oh, God. Oh, God.
What's wrong, Sam Tripoli? You looked at your phone, and now you're stressed.
I'm doing this gig in Vegas, and it's been a lot of work, so we'll see what happens.
Can the Patriots go undefeated?
Brady Davis?
They are...
The quarterback? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. What's his name?
Brady Davis.
No, that's not it.
No?
It's not it. Well, forget.
Click position. And then go down to quarterback. Probably be like the last position.
I mean, the Patriots, not only when they play anybody, they're beating them. They got their foot on the gas.
Clay, Holgorsen, Paxton Lynch, Jason Stewart.
Lynch is the kid, dude. That kid is going to light people up in the NFL. He's 6'7", mobile.
245.
Can move the ball.
Those are the numbers I like to hear. You got a quarterback that's over 6'3", 6'4".
Stats.
You can see over the line. You can see down the field. Sometimes those tall guys have like a weird throwing mechanism, like mechanics.
Well, look
like
at Mallett, dude. Dude, I told everybody, him coming out of college, I watched a ton of his college games. That guy, every time the pressure was high, he'd fuck off. I knew that guy was going
to
do any
good. He definitely seems to have what's the kid's name? Ryan, who's the guy from
Seacrest?
Ryan Leaf, sort of fucking like, I'm the shit. I can't be bothered with your meetings. I can't be bothered with your traffic. I can't be bothered showing up. And if I'm not the starter, then I'm going to take my toys and go home.
Ooh, he got a 412 yards against Cincinnati.
Yeah, dude. Like, when he plays major programs, he does pretty well.
Dude, against Tulsa, 447 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Who's worse? Sam.
Go on.
Who's worse? Niners or the Lions? What team is in more trouble?
Say it again.
Niners or the Lions?
Niners.
You think so?
Yep.
I agree. I
think there's nothing going on there.
I think the Niners are at least like looking in the mirror, facing reality and going, let's fucking blow this up now. Let's get what we can for what. Let's sell whatever we can. Let's scrap it.
Yeah.
Let's sell the car for parts.
Yep.
And see what we can get. We got a good transmission, so you can take that. There's $500, and then just crunch the fucking car into a cube, and let's move on.
All right, all right.
But the Lions, I think, are doing something different, which is we're fine. We'll fix this. They get a new offense. They fire their offensive coordinator. This guy's got 6 days as new offensive coordinator, and they score 2 field goals. They can't even get in the end zone with this new offensive coordinator. He did worse than the guy they fired. They at least scored a touchdown 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The guy
this year, they can't even move
Kaepernick
the fucking chains.
Isn't being used right.
I'm talking about the Lions.
Oh, the Lions. My bad.
The Lions. And
yeah, how do you not score
rumors,
that offense?
There's all these rumors like, hey, man, they might be trading Stafford. They might be trading Megatron. And then the Lions come out and they go, nope, we're not trading anybody. These are just rumors. Hey, man. You guys got deep, deep, deep fucking problems.
Yeah.
And Stafford and Megatron probably don't want to be a part of this. So get something for them.
Dude, if you get anything less than a number one for Stafford, you're an idiot as an organization. That is the guy, if you put him in the right place, could be lethal.
I would take 2 number twos if I was Detroit.
You know what? I mean, let's just say Tampa didn't have Winston. Let's say they didn't have Winston. He would be awesome down there with those fucking linemen. I mean, those wide receivers.
Yep.
I mean, they have Winston.
Jets.
But
maybe send him to the Jets. Jets have a fucking quarterback.
Or why not swap Winston for Stafford? I doubt they'll do it, but I mean, like.
I wouldn't do that if I was Tampa. He's a Florida
guy.
What about Stafford
to the 49ers?
I would do that if I was them. I would absolutely do that.
I mean, they've got some wide receivers.
Yeah, sure do. I mean, they could use some more, you know. And losing Vernon Davis doesn't fucking help.
It doesn't fucking help.
But if I was San Francisco, I would do that.
Or how about, dude? How about this one?
And if I was Detroit, I would do it too because you know
Cleveland
San Francisco is going to have a high draft pick.
Cleveland Browns. They got that great tight end. They got some.
Cleveland's having a fire sale too.
Yep, that's true.
All their linemen, their linebackers.
Okay, final
for
thing:
sale.
The Jets.
Right now, I would do it if I was the Jets.
Stafford to the Jets.
Fitzpatrick's got ligament problems.
Yeah, give
him
fucking the house
now.
For him.
Who's that fucking young kid they got that just doesn't fucking pan out? Who's the kid that got his jaw broke?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
God, what's his fucking name?
He's not
you know what I'm talking
quarterback,
about.
Yeah. Can we get in some NBA, dude?
Sure.
Some NBA talk. That's so funny. A lot of crazy shit going on in the NBA. Great season so far. Wow. I mean, like, there's so many talented teams. And by the way, before the season started, who told you that the Detroit Pistons were going to be way better than anybody thinks? Punch Drunk Sports.
Yep.
We said that. You know what's so interesting about the Pistons? With the exception of Andre Drummond, if you look at each of their players individually, you'd be like, this team isn't that good. On paper, they're not that good. But
sometimes
for some
those are the most fun teams to watch, too.
For some reason, they just all click.
The
Morrison power
it
forward. It's just like they're doing the Dwight Howard Orlando Magic model, which is have this super monster athletic center in the middle who just eats boards and puts up and dunk stuff surrounded by a bunch of fucking three-point shooters.
And you don't get a lot of those teams anymore that are built around working the ball down low with a dominant center.
Yeah.
Our
because
era,
there hasn't been a dominant center for
exactly,
a while.
Exactly.
But
our era
new
growing
era.
Up, our era growing up, that was a very, you know, every team had to build a team to stop a Patrick Ewing, to stop Hakeem Olajuwon, to stop all these guys pre-Shaq.
Yeah.
Shaq, to me, was sort of the end of that era.
He called himself the last great center.
He really was. He really was. And there's been a lot of good ones. I mean, Howard's been good, but didn't have that, like, dominant.
Howard was the beginning of this new kind of center, which is ultra-athletic, can jump out of the building, but doesn't have, like,
DeAndre
skill set. Right.
Yeah. DeAndre Jordan.
DeAndre Jordan, Andrew Drummond's. Yep. I mean, like, you can go on and on with guys.
That's Andrew Drummond's number one for defensive leaders for rebounds, 16.3, and DeAndre Jordan's right behind him at 13.5.
Yeah, but he, I mean, dude, I hate to say DeAndre Jordan got fucked up by Tyson Chandler last night. But I told you, dude, Detroit Pistons were going to be good. I mean, dude. The Warriors are playing fucking nuts right now.
Clippers Warriors tomorrow. I'm excited.
Clipper
for
Warriors tomorrow night. Houston got off. Listen, man, I said this. I tweeted this the other day. Houston got their first win three games in. We might be seeing that the Kardashians are accursed NBA players.
What about NFL players? Reggie Bush?
Reggie, I mean,
what has he done since he banged her?
I don't know what.
Remember Miles Bush, Austin?
Reggie Bush just got injured.
Yep.
Yeah.
But since he fucked the Kardashians, this is like his third team.
Yeah.
And he hasn't done shit on any of them.
Yeah.
His injury was crazy, too. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. It slipped on the concrete.
And the Rams are like, hey, man, that's, you know, we know it's like that. Of course you know it's like that. It's your home stadium.
You fucking asshole.
This is the second person that got hurt on that thing.
We got a call. Hey, we're talking NBA. Are you want to talk NBA?
Hello.
Hi. We're talking NBA.
Yo. You guys are talking NBA, right?
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
It might be a sore subject. I know you guys are Clipper fans, but how about them Warriors, huh?
Oh, yeah.
We'll play tomorrow.
I feel like I know you, dude.
I'm a Warriors fan.
Okay. Well, let's give it up for Frank's last day on the podcast, everybody. It's fucking over. Fuck you. Hey, dude, listen to me, man. I was a Knicks fan during the Jordan years, so I understand what it's like when the champions are your heated rivals. I will take nothing against you guys. You guys are playing excellent ball. You might be playing better than you did last year. I look forward to kicking your guys' teeth in tomorrow night. I am personally tweeting each player on the fucking Clippers, begging them not to let Steph Curry tiptoe through the fucking tulips. Man, I am so tired of seeing this little elfin magic guy just go through acting like he's hiding eggs on goddamn Christmas. Okay? That didn't even make sense, but you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Did they just let this kid dance down the middle of the fucking lane, man? I'm not saying be cheap. I'm not saying hurt the guy. I'm just saying let him know that your fucking key is a bad neighborhood. And red-bone motherfuckers aren't allowed. What?
But especially with Blake and DeAndre down there. I mean, you guys should be a force.
Listen, you guys are great. And Steph Curry is a guy who is, by the end of his career, if he doesn't have a major injury, which is a big if, he does look like he bucked up, he's going to be known as probably the greatest shooter we've ever seen.
One of the hottest moms in the NBA.
One of the hottest moms.
She's hot.
I would say this.
She's hot.
His mom...
Milk
is hotter than his wife.
Agreed.
I would if his wife and his mom are standing up going, you got to bone one of us to save humanity, I'm going balls deep on
his
mom.
His daughter's hot,
okay,
too.
Okay, that got uncomfortable, and we don't endorse that here. Fucking Jared from Subway.
Is the game in L.A. or in Golden State?
It's in Golden State.
It's going to be a hard game for us to win, but...
His mom's hot, though. I'd love to eat her.
Okay. The mom is hot. We all agree with that. But Blake Griffin's playing out of his fucking skull. Here's the key to everything. Nobody remembers this, but there was a stretch where Chris Paul went Steph Curry, Harden, then Westbrook, and he shut them all down. Like, they did like 10 points less than their season average.
Yeah.
So the whole key comes to can CP3 stay with Steph Curry? Because they can't hide Steph Curry anymore. I love what everybody talks about. The greatest players are both way players. Not Steph Curry. Steph Curry gets hidden on defense. He doesn't guard
so small.
Anybody.
I mean, Paul's smaller than he is.
Are you still with us, dude? Oh, he hung up?
Is Ari back?
He got us.
Wow. People are doing a lot of hanging up on us.
Is Ari there?
Ari's not there.
Oh, I thought I heard Ari laughing in the background.
No, no.
Yeah.
Steph Curry's mom is hot.
Yeah, I just showed him.
I mean, we're entering the age. I'm at an age where their moms, I want to bone their moms because their moms are all like 40.
I'm not introducing
45.
You're not into what?
I said I'm not introducing Sam to my mom.
Oh, I would rock your mom. I tried to bang his mom, and she's a lesbian.
She's a lesbian.
I tried to fucking give her that curing
tape. Is your mom hot?
My mom was 18 when she had me. 19 when she had me, so she's like 45. She still looks good.
Yeah. She's
your
not Mexican
only
dumpy.
45?
Yeah. One of the door guys met her in San Jose and was just like, dude, that's pretty hot. And I was like,
let me see a picture of your mom.
Show us a picture.
And your aunt.
I need to know what I'm beating off to.
Show us a picture of your aunt and your mom, and then we will talk about which
keep
ones we
dancing,
want
to bang. Keep dancing, Steph. Our black listener said, keep dancing, Steph.
Yeah, he likes
By the way, we have a
idiots.
Second black listener,
Yeah, I
too.
Saw that. I was excited.
Two black listeners.
We had two black listeners, and we have, like, two female listeners.
How many Mexican listeners do we have?
I think we got a lot.
I think we got a
really?
Lot, actually. Yeah. We actually have some Mexicans in Utah, which is weird because it's Utah, which you're like, oh, you don't think it's Mexico, but that was originally Mexico.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and Utah has produce that needs to be picked, too, Sam.
Do they? I don't know.
Sure they do. They got stuff, something.
So the NBA is great, dude. I think the Kings are going to be way better than everybody thinks. The Kings are good. I mean, there's so many good teams. Phoenix is good.
And it's
the
like
Knicks
the
are better
NBA,
than everybody
though, man.
Thought.
The NBA, it's like, but you know, week four, game five, game six, game seven, you start to kind of like, man, this team is already gelled and ready to go. But then you get to like week 20, and then other teams just start gelling and start fucking playing good. And in the NBA, maybe more so than any other sport because it's really only five positions.
Yeah.
Five players.
Right.
You are one injury away from biting the farm.
Yep.
You're one injury away from a season-long dirt nap.
Yep. So we got a call. Hey, real quick, you're on with Punchdrunk Sports. What's the word?
I was just going to call in and tell y'all boys I love you, and I'll get back to y'all next week. But, hey, Frankie, you better get ready because I got the KY boy.
Oh, shit. Ooh,
he's got the KY.
I guess he's taking you on in fantasy. Is that what it is?
He's the one I'm going against in fantasy.
Is that true?
I don't know. Yeah. I thought your league was all Mexicans.
It is. Is he a Mexican?
No, that was Jeb.
Those are his cousin. Maybe he wants the KY.
Maybe he just wants to fuck me.
Maybe I can bang your mom and Jeb can bang you, and together we'll just high-five each other.
Wait, what about his aunt? Let Teeb get up in some of that action.
Yeah. I'm sure. Which one?
How old
I'm
is
sure
your
he's
aunt?
Got 19 aunts.
My aunt.
The hot one. You know who I'm talking
about.
The one you got drunk.
She's actually not on my Mexican side. Shows she's not Mexican. So
even better.
I know, right?
Oh, no, I really like her.
She's like 40.
Yeah, that's fine for me. As long as it's a number that doesn't start with an 8. Either end, just plain 8
what?
Or 82.
No 28s? Yeah.
That starts with a 1.
Ends with an 8.
You said ends with an 8.
I said start with an 8.
What'd he say?
Ends with an 8.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. So.
Oh, well, then I don't want. Then that I take that back because I'll take a 28, 18, negative 8. Which that's when I put
which
my
is dead people.
No, that's when I put my dick in your dick, and then we try to pull away from each other, but we can't. And it's like Chinese finger cuffs.
Oh, I just. Why do we go there?
You asked.
I regret it instantly.
I call that the negative 8.
Fucking instantly. I regret it instantly.
The negative 8.
Yeah, so that, dude, the NBA's in full swing. We got a call. You're calling in to Punch Drunk Sports.
What are y'all talking about?
What are we talking about?
Yeah, I'm not listening to the podcast.
Okay. We're talking about the NBA and how good this season's been. 4 or 5 games in. What's your hot take?
I want to talk about my Houston Rockets and how bad they're playing.
Okay, that's a great thing. I don't think...
Is that the Kardashian curse as well, Sam?
Yes. I think the Kardashian curse is right there in play.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Did it to Lamar Odom.
Lamar Odom. What's the guy he used to date?
Miles Austin.
Miles... No, who is the old guy that looks like...
Chris Humphreys?
Where is Chris Humphreys?
Hey, Miles Austin was the number one receiver for Dallas and very productive. Reggie Bush was killing it in New Orleans.
Yes.
Chris Humphreys was playing great for New Jersey.
Yeah.
And
Lamar Odom
was an all pro.
Dude, I'm telling you, you're going to see.
And now Harden.
Dude, he can't hit the broadside of a fucking.
First the Fat Boys break up, and now this. Remember that? Remember Boomerang? The movie Boomerang, when Chris Rock saw that, and like Eddie Murphy just couldn't get pussy anymore because he touched the one taboo pussy, and he just walking all dejected, like, fuck my life, man. I lost everything over a fucking bitch. And Chris Rock is the male guy at the office, and he's pushing, Marcus! Say it ain't so, Marcus! Man, first the Fat Boys break up, and now this.
Are any of the Fat Boys still alive?
I think Fatty McFatterson is, and Tubbo McGee. But one of them did take a dirt nap.
I think you guys have one of the deepest teams in the NBA. I think working, man, what's your point guard's name?
Which one? Patrick Beverly or Ty Lawson?
Ty Lawson. I think Ty Lawson, working him in, has been a little bit harder than people think. Dude, Patrick Beverly versus Russell Westbrook could end in a knife fight. Have you watched
they hate each other?
No, they're all dead.
Are they really all dead?
Yeah, Fat Boys are all dead.
That's amazing.
I cannot believe fat rappers from the 80s are all dead.
I remember one, and all their songs were about food and farting. That's all their songs were about, food and farting. And it was like, man, these rappers are rapping good. You hear that brother's song about a cheeseburger and then shit in your pants? Of course you're dead!
Oh, wait, no, one's dead. Two of them are alive. Sorry.
Oh, what? God damn it!
Darren Robinson's dead. Sorry,
that's what I thought.
Kumo
D is
still okay.
Kumo D.
My bad, Marky D.
Yeah, say.
When are they going to go on tour? I go see the Fat Boys.
Yeah, they make monkey sounds.
Stop. This guy's from Houston. He's probably surrounded by black people right now. You're going to get him.
Yes, my tongue is, there's blood pouring out of the side of my mouth because I'm biting my tongue so hard.
I think you guys, I'm really amazed you came out because people had you guys as a top five team in the West. You know, it is early. You know, the Clippers struggled a little bit last year, too, man. And then
it's so early, though.
It is early.
But
it's only
matters
four
now.
Games in.
It matters now. Clippers are 4-0, and I like that. What's Houston? 1-3?
Yeah.
Yep. But, dude, it's so early.
They're
so talented.
They had to win, and that's a big win for them. And, you know, it's just interesting. Nobody's talking about OKC, dude. I know they lost last night, but
they'll be fine.
That team is so complete, dude.
Is the minute that team realizes that it's Westbrook's team and not fucking
KD's?
Yep.
Really?
And they should run the ball through him and let KD just do what he does. That's when they win, man. That's when they win. You look at those nights when they win, and Westbrook has fucking 34, and Durant has 28 and 12.
I'm telling you something, man.
But the nights when KD has 48 and Westbrook has 16, they lose.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with that statement.
I
don't necessarily agree with that. I think,
if you have to deal one of those guys and you're that GM, who do you deal?
I deal Westbrook.
Yeah.
I would probably deal Durant.
You might want to deal Durant because he got injured, but so did Westbrook. But the odds on getting
a little older, a little less healthy, and
there
little
are
cheaper.
Way more 6'5" scoring point guards coming in the league than 7-foot scoring forwards who can hit from everywhere.
Yeah,
that's true.
Kevin Durant has a curse on him as well.
What's the curse?
That rapper. I don't know. Little B.
Fuck that guy.
He put a curse on him.
What?
Fuck that guy, Little D. Fuck you.
Can put a curse on
my
anybody?
Name is Jason Tebow, and fuck you. Okay, I put it out there. Fuck you. Put a curse on me, motherfucker.
Put a curse on me. Dare anybody. I dare God to give me cancer.
Don't say
you
that.
You hear me, you son of a bitch in the sky? You want a piece
don't
of me?
Don't say that. Dad, those are the views are expressed by
I dare Jesus Shut. Christ to give me or any listener cancer.
Stop. Not cool. We just lost all of our listeners.
If it doesn't happen in 24 hours, there
Stop.
Is no God.
Stop. Stop. I do
I
not agree with him.
Because the show's too diabolical.
Good luck with your cancer, fuckface.
Hey, shut up. I don't agree with that. I'm sorry everybody had to hear that. I'm sure some people are going to be upset about that. And I don't agree with that.
I think Jesus is a pussy.
Okay, you can say it, but you don't want to wish people cancer, dude.
I'm just saying I don't wish them cancer. I curse them.
Did you guys read that article about how the Kardashians are systematically destroying people's careers?
Yeah, that's what just
happened
with them.
That's what we were just talking about.
Yep. If you're not focusing,
Harden's next.
If you don't focus on basketball throughout the off season, I mean, you can go on your vacations, but if you're worried about, are the E cameras going to show up? Do you got to do this shit for them? Because everything's phony. Listen, dude, this whole Lamar Odom thing. You want to see how evil the Kardashians are? They fucking show up when he thinks he's about to die. They show up. Oh, I'm going to stay with you. He gets better. She's like, I'm not staying with you. I'm gone. Back with Harden, dude. That was all publicity stunt.
And maybe her pussy is so good
that
it brought
Harden
him back
already?
To life.
Oh, man.
That he's like, you know what? Maybe I won't fucking die. Maybe I will get to get back in that fucking monster, dude. I guarantee you that thing smells like a fucking trout in a microwave.
No way, dude.
I bet that thing smells
like
hot trash in July.
Their pussy,
hot trash.
Nope. Their pussy smell like fucking cotton candy pink lemonade. I'm telling you that right the fuck. That's why black guys can't stop getting in that pussy.
Dude, I bet
because it smells like pink lemonade.
She can't even. I bet like a maxi pad is nothing. She has to have like a manhole cover.
Jeez.
Dude, it goes back to my theory. The bigger the chick are, the tighter the pussy. I bet you her pussy is tighter than anybody else's.
I bet you could drive a smart car into her cunt.
I disagree. Hey, who's on the line? You're listening to Punch Drunk Sports.
Hello?
Hi, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports. We hope you'd never get cancer.
Me neither, Jesus.
Thank you. What's
basketball.
Up?
So,
talk to
basketball,
me.
The sport I want to talk about.
Yep.
Do the Bulls stand a chance against the Cavs?
Yes.
They do.
If they can stay healthy, I absolutely think they do.
The thing you have to do understand about the Bulls is they're still learning this new offense. It really opens them up. It's interesting that Joakim Noah comes off the bench. I think that's a ballsy fucking move.
I think
move.
It's good, though.
I think it's a different move. I think it's good. I think he's also a great trading piece.
I wouldn't move him.
No, you got that kid. What's that?
I disagree. I disagree. I don't think they're as good as – I don't think the Bulls are as good without Tom Thibodeau. I think Tom Thibodeau had the best – record that we've seen with the Bulls. If they could have stayed healthy for one more season.
The problem with Thibodeau is he just left the guys on the floor for so
too long
that they just get gassed,
that's,
man.
That's not his fault. That's not his fault, man. He didn't have anybody to play with.
He has the same, basically the same team, dude. He had a deep squad. He just ran the same. Here's the problem. When you have coaches that only – now, Doc Rivers seems to be the exception to this rule. But for the most part, the coaches that only have an 8-deep rotation, their teams always are tired by the end. You guys got a deep squad, dude. A very deep squad. Did he hang up? I guess so. He has a deep – Chicago could be better. You got that kid Portis.
The kid getting us.
Out of – where did he come out of? Arkansas.
He's
great. He's also a spread 5.
You know who who's got also a second lease on life in Chicago is Gasol.
Yeah.
I mean, because he can do what he likes to do, which is like swing the outside for like that little perimeter shot that he has, crash the boards, and play good defense.
And
that's what he likes to do.
That caveman from like Serbia as your power forward.
Yep.
You guys got a good squad, man.
Yep.
I think it's a good squad.
I think the Bulls.
It's a new offense. It's going to take time.
I think the Eastern Conference could come down to Cleveland and Chicago.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, Detroit's in it too.
Miami's
in it.
I think New York's going to be better than people think.
I think New York is getting better. I want to say something real quick, and then we're going to end the show, about this whole thing about Jerry Buss and the Lakers. Really quick, I wanted to say something. The notion that Jerry Buss is the reason that the Lakers suck is the most ridiculous, easy out I've ever heard in my life. Let me just say this. Jerry Buss isn't the reason they didn't get anybody. Kobe Bryant is the reason nobody wanted to come play with him, okay?
I just had the same argument with somebody the other day.
And the notion
that... And you are so right.
And the notion...
He has held that team ransom.
Oh, yeah. And the notion that, oh, if they would have gotten Phil Jackson, this wouldn't happen. Dude, do you know what Phil Jackson wanted to come to get the Lakers? He wanted stuff that no coach has ever got. He wanted to only do home games. Imagine an NBA coach only coaching home games.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. And on top of that, you would have to pay his all of his assistants fucking way too much money to come be an assistant, because they would have all the negotiating power. Because if you didn't sign him, Phil Jackson would have gone fucking nuts. Okay, and the truth is, the Lakers coach,
that's the laziest fucking thing.
The
to
Lakers
ever
owners are like Davis from the Raiders. They're not rich. The Lakers owners, the buses, only make their money off the Lakers.
I mean, they're not, you know, Ballmer rich, but they ain't hurting. They ain't sleeping in garages.
The truth is that Kobe should be on another team if he wants to play, where he could come, play some minutes, give him fucking clutch stuff. But he looks done now. Even he knows it. And it's so funny to watch everybody going, oh, man, is he done? He's done. Kobe's like, I'm the worst player in the league. And it's just like, yeah, man, you're 20 years into an NBA career playing against guys who are like 16 years younger than you.
Let me ask you an NBA question.
Yes.
And I was talking.
So my point is that bus isn't the problem. It was.
No,
it's Kobe.
Well,
the,
but you have to have
and
some.
And Mitch Kupchak,
but Sam,
who makes horrible. That's my last thing.
You got to take some ownership in this. If you're, because you can go, yeah, Kobe held the team ransom and refused to take a pay cut, but the buses agreed to pay him that money. They have some accountability when it comes to that. They could have easily said, no, we're not going to give you a max contract, Kobe. We're going to move on from you. They have some ownership in that as the people that wrote Kobe that check.
Right, they had to do
it. If Kobe holds me ransom, it's only being held ransom if I give him that
money.
Hold on.
My point is Mitch Kupchak is the Teflon Kupchak. He never takes any fucking shrapnel from his decisions.
Yep.
I mean, dude, Steve Nash, Dwight Howard, both, 2 weeks before they were traded to Lakers, went on radio, went on record saying, I don't want to play for the Lakers. And then you draft them. Because you know what the Lakers are right now? They're Pamela Anderson. They think they're Pamela Anderson from fucking 95.
No, but they're
Pamela
Anderson,
Anderson
today.
2015.
Yeah.
And who still thinks she can fuck everybody and get all the dick she wants?
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're not the same person. And you made these draft picks. You made these trades or signed these guys, and it blew up in your face. Yet nobody says anything about Mitch Kupchak doing that. And then this drafting of Russell, who may be good.
Well, it's easy to blame the owner.
But let Okafor go to Philly, who looks completely polished, who is a fucking great center, who's the best center to come in the league in years, and you don't draft him?
Yep.
I mean, dude, at what point does Kupchak take some ownership of this fucking garbage pile of dog shit he's got? And, you know, and then you got Byron Scott. Why would you even take the job if you're Byron Scott? You are a fucking hangman, dude. They're going to hang you out to dry.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, I can't blame him for that. You want a head coaching job. You believe in yourself. You could go back to the team that you fucking. It's a romantic
Mitch Kupchak
notion.
I don't blame Scott.
I don't blame Scott for that. Anybody would do that.
Closing question: do you think Jim Buss gave Magic Johnson AIDS?
Yes. Yep. I think that was
nobody.
A big
that's the weirdest thing. That's the weirdest thing, man. Is that nobody ever tries to find out how Magic Johnson got AIDS.
I mean, publicly.
One of two things honestly happened. Either he got fucked in the ass or he doesn't really have it. Those are your two options.
Do you don't think intravenous drug use?
Nah.
Okay, that's the third one.
Just randomly,
then,
you know what I mean?
In that era,
what do you mean
randomly?
Like he's just
below.
Hanging out, some guy falls into him with a HIV needle?
You never know.
Nah, back in those days, they were fucking just doing line after line after line. Coke was so big on a mirror back then.
I think it's coming back.
No, they
man.
Were doing, Coke has never left, dude.
No,
the problem
in
with
the
LA 80s, Coke
that was
is
huge
not
in
good.
LA, yeah. But I'm sure it was in the 80s.
Oh, the coke back then was great. They stopped cutting it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think they're doing coke. No, I'm just kidding.
Good God, don't.
It's just too good, dude.
Yeah, it's the worst.
I tell you, don't do it, man, because eventually you got to pay your tab.
I think I'll just smoke weed.
Yeah, but I'm going to be honest with you, man. I have a lot of friends who smoke a lot of weed, and there are effects. And I'm not like, oh, we should ban weed, because I think it should be legal like alcohol. You know, alcohol has side effects, too.
Yeah.
Just because something has side effects doesn't mean it should be banned.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you right now, my friends who smoke a lot of weed are fucking very, I don't want to say bipolar, but they're like, manic, I don't know what to say. Like, one second they're like, "Ha!" Next second they're fucking angry at the world, and they turn like this. And I see it happen to a lot of people. I'm not going to say names, but they're very fucking up and down. One second they're giddy, next second they're fucking slitting throats.
What are you talking about? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm being honest with you. No, I believe it.
I'll check it out.
Great podcast. I thought it was good.
It was fun.
I thought you were on fire today.
I feel like it was good. Thank you, Sam.
You were on fire today.
You're on fire. Brought to you by Caveman Coffee. And please support all of our sponsors. Caveman Coffee, BetDSI.com, PlayDraft.com, and Amazon. As always, click the Amazon link on PunchDrunkSports.com if you got any shopping to do. It's almost time to start. It's almost Christmas time, Sam. It's almost Thanksgiving, then it's Christmas. We're coming into the run of the time of the year that I hate.
It's Christmas.
Do the retards know that it's Christmas time?
All right, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Suck it.
Oh, that was fun. Thanks.